About the book. Christopher Robin Milne was born in 1920 in London, England. His father, A.A. Milne, was a writer who liked creating stories about his son's stuffed animals. That's right, Christopher Robin was a real child, and Winnie the Pooh and his friends were stuffed animals in real life. A.A. Milne wrote down the stories he told to Christopher Robin so that many more children could become friends and go on adventures with Winnie the Pooh, too. Winnie the Pooh. Chapter 1. Winnie the Pooh and Some Bees. Once upon a time, a very long time ago now, about last Friday, there lived a bear named Winnie the Pooh. He resided in a forest and loved stories. His favorite stories, of course, were about himself. He was that sort of bear who loved stories about himself. One day, while walking, Winnie the Pooh discovered a large oak tree. He heard a loud buzzing noise coming from the top of the tree.
"That buzzing noise must mean something," Pooh thought. "You don't get a buzzing noise like that without it meaning something."
The only creatures that Pooh knew who buzzed like that were bees. And if you were a bee, you made honey. And if you were Winnie the Pooh, you loved honey. So he climbed to the top of the tree, all the while singing. His song went like this.
"Isn't it funny how a bear likes honey? Buzz, buzz, buzz. I wonder why he does."
He was nearly there. Crack! Pooh glided off the last branch, spun around three times, and flew into a prickly bush. Pooh sighed. If only he hadn't liked honey so much, he wouldn't be in this mess. Pooh crawled out of the bush, brushed the prickles from his nose, and decided he needed some assistance. The most helpful person he knew was his friend, Christopher Robin. When Pooh arrived at Christopher Robin's house, he asked for a balloon.
"A balloon?" asked Christopher Robin. "What do you want a balloon for?"
Pooh looked around to see that nobody was listening. Then he put his paw to his mouth and said in a deep whisper,
"Honey."
Christopher Robin wasn't sure about the connection between honey and balloons. However, he did have two balloons, one green and one blue. He asked Pooh which color he would like. Pooh put his head between his paws and thought out loud.
"My plan is to trick the bees. They must think their honey is safe. The balloon is part of the disguise. With a green balloon, they might think I am a tree and not notice me. But with a blue balloon, they might think I am part of the sky and also not notice me."
"Wouldn't they notice you underneath the balloon?" Christopher Robin asked.
"They might, or they might not," replied Pooh. "You never can tell with bees."
Pooh decided to conceal himself as a small black cloud. That way he could go undetected to the bees. He went to the muddiest place that he knew of and rolled around until he was muddy all over. Then he took the blue balloon, and he and Christopher Robin ventured back to the tree. Pooh held on to the balloon string and floated gracefully up into the sky. It was much easier than climbing. He reached the same height as the top of the tree, but about 20 feet away from it. There was no wind to blow him nearer to the tree, so there he stayed. Pooh could see the honey, he could smell the honey, but he couldn't quite reach the honey. Pooh started to worry that the bees might discover his plan.
"Christopher Robin,"
he called out to his friend below,
"do you have an umbrella in your house?"
"I think so," said Christopher Robin.
"Can you bring it out here, walk up and down with it, look at me every now and then and say, 'Tut, tut, it looks like rain'?"
Pooh asked. Surely this would help trick the bees into thinking he was a cloud. Christopher Robin thought this was silly, but he did as instructed.